Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll try to keep from getting electrocuted, we'll celebrate Richard Whiting's birthday, do some thinking, play in the snow, and hear from some sheiks. As I was trying to decide on segment topics for this show, I happened upon a song title which made up my mind for me, Electric Chair Blues. The electric chair was developed as a more humane form of execution than hanging, and was produced by Harold Brown and Arthur Kennelly, who were employees of Thomas Edison. The first person executed by electrocution was William Kemmler on August 6, 1890. Anyway, here to start off this electric set is an electrical recording by Ronnie Monroe and his dance orchestra.
I swear it won't be boy, I got old water on. If I didn't kill that woman, I swear to mommy, go I try. If I didn't kill that woman, I swear to mommy, go I try. Now you're gonna patrol, now I'm got to take a ride. Same wood in the first degree. Don't you mind on the birdie? Same wood in the first degree. Now my man is for another woman and he let me care for you.
Arthur Lang's Symphonic Dance Orchestra around January 23, 1923, and My Electric Girl, proclaimed on the sheet music to be Europe's great sensation. Otto Helmberg Holmes composed the music, and this was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics, which were written by Harry B. Smith and Francis Wheeler. They're the same team that brought us the words to The Sheik of Araby, and Francis Wheeler, along with Irving Kale, wrote the words to Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella. My Electric Girl was also recorded by at least two other bands, Leo Reisman and Fred W. Hager's Dance Orchestra. Before that, it was Mary Butler and Electric Chair Blues, also known as Electrocuted Blues, from 1928. Mary Butler was accompanied there by Armenter Chatman, better known as Bo Carter, who was a member of and managed the Mississippi Sheiks, and who is best known for his bawdy songs such as Please Warm My Wiener,
what?
And Banana in Your Fruit Basket.
Good heavens.
Mary Butler and Bo Carter also recorded Bungalow Blues, and there'll be a bungalow set on next week's show. We started the show with Ronnie Monroe and his dance orchestra and part one of the four-part Electric Flashes of 1926. That medley consisted of I'm Sittin' on Top of the World, Ukulele Dream Girl, Bye Bye Blackbird, and Red Red Robin. Now just try and name another radio program anywhere on the planet where you're going to hear Mary Butler and Ronnie Monroe at all, let alone in the same set, other than right here on Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records. Exactly 90 years ago this very day, November 13th in 1921, The Sheik, starring Rudolph Valentino, was released, at least according to those were the days. IMDb says October 30th and November 20th, and Wikipedia says October 21st, so take your pick. Whatever the date, for this segment we have some rapidly rotating records by some other Sheiks, beginning with the Mississippi Sheiks.
I've been blue all day, just walking here on forest ground. I've looked beneath the daisies, my pal could not be found. Just down the lazy river, I'm just lost from here. That is the only place between heaven and earth I long to get. When I find that river, that lazy, lazy river, then my life will be complete. I searched this hole all over, I slept out on the clover, hoping that to rest my feet. I searched beneath the daisies and looked up in the moon. I followed every rainbow, and I hope to be there soon. And when I find that river, that lazy, lazy river, then I'm coming home for you.
Police on the beat. Now Henry's mock money. He's got a ball and chain around his feet. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. The judge gave him 2 years and Henry's shedding tears. He's in the jailhouse now. Play that thing.
Sam Lennon's band, recording for OK around February 11, 1925, as the Melody Sheiks with Sob Sister Sadie, composed by Bob Bigelow. This was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics, something about sob sister Sadie the Vamp Crybaby from way down in New Orleans, which were written by Charles Bates. Before that, it was Will Shade's Memphis Jug Band, credited on the label of that November 21, 1930 Victor 78 as the Memphis Sheiks, and he's in the jailhouse now. The vocal duo was Charlie Nickerson lead and Charlie Burse, who also played guitar. He's in the Jailhouse Now is a popular song recorded by Whistler's Jug Band, Blind Blake, Jim Jackson, and it was a hit for Jimmie Rodgers in 1928. In the last segment, I mentioned Bo Carter, whose real name was Armenter Chatman. Well, we began this Sheik set with the Mississippi Sheiks, formed by Bo Carter's brother, violinist Lonnie Chatman, and Walter Vinson, who played guitar and sang. You heard Lazy Lazy River from an unissued OK test pressing made in Atlanta, Georgia on October 24, 1931. Any of you who are skiers will appreciate the fact that exactly 65 years ago this very day, on November 13, 1946, the first artificial snow was made by Vincent J. Schaefer over Mount Greylock, Massachusetts. Mount Greylock is part of the Berkshire Mountains, located in the northwest corner of the state, and is its highest point at 3,491 feet. I say over Mount Greylock because Schaefer's artificial snow melted before it hit the slopes, but by 1952 the first snowmaking machinery was in regular use at a ski resort in the Catskills. So to commemorate Vincent Schaefer's artificial snow, here are some rapidly rotating records about real snow, beginning with the Mason-Dixon Orchestra. Thank you.
Snowstorm into my arms, you came along one day. Out of a snowstorm, you and your charms melted my heart away. I can't forget that wintry day we met. It may have been 90 below, but the cold seemed a thing apart. Suddenly spring was in my heart when I found a rose in the snow. We met head on, and presto, snow was gone. The cold wintry wind ceased to blow. Cupid drew back his little string. Suddenly birds began to sing when I found a rose in the snow. How strange that you and I collided right in front of heaven's door. My fate was then and there decided, for then I knew it must have been you that I'd waited for. So there I stood, a dumb thing made of wood. My mind worked exceedingly slow, but my heart seemed to realize love had taken me by surprise when I found a rose in the snow.
What a fun record! The Varsity Four with Joe Green on xylophone, Harry Reaser on banjo, Bill Wurgis on piano, and Reed Man Andy Sinella, and Snowflakes, which was written by Bill Wurgis. That Brunswick 78 was recorded April 13, 1928. Before that, we heard the Joe Sanders Orchestra and I Found a Rose in the Snow. That Decca 78 is from December 17, 1935. Joe Sanders was known as the Old Left-Hander, and I Found a Rose in the Snow is just one of more than 50 songs he wrote after disbanding the Coon Sanders Nighthawks, following Carlton Coon's death on May 4, 1932. Other titles include I Don't Want No Trouble With You, I Never Forget I Love You, and Nighty Night, which he used as his theme song. We ended this segment with Snowflakes, plural, but Joe Sanders was preceded by a single Snowflake, performed by Gene Rodemick's orchestra in November of 1921. Snowflake is from the Greenwich Village Follies of 1921 and was composed by Kerry Morgan. We heard an instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by John Murray Anderson and Arthur Swanstrom, who also brought us Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. We began that snowy set with the Mason-Dixon Orchestra with Frank Trumbauer on sax and Alabama Snow, recorded by Columbia on May 15, 1929. Alabama Snow was written by Billy Rose and Lee David. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Yesterday, November 12th, marked the birth in 1840 of sculptor François-Auguste René Rodin, one of whose most famous works is The Thinker. The first casting of The Thinker was in 1902, and that piece is in the Rodin Museum in Paris, but there are about 20 other original castings in museums around the world. It was originally named The Poet and was meant to depict the poet Dante in front of the gates of hell. So here to commemorate The Thinker are some rapidly rotating records about thinking, beginning with Vincent Lopez. Thank you.
wake up and end the day thinking of you. Oh, why does it do this to me? Is it such bliss to be thinking of you? And when I fall asleep at night, it seems you just tiptoe into all my dreams. So I think of no other one ever since I've begun thinking of you.
A Blindman's California Orchestra and I Think of What You Used to Think of Me. The vocalist on that May 21st, 1928 Brunswick recording was Phil Neely, and Eddie Dunstetter played the pipe organ. The band had recorded this song a couple of months earlier without the organ, but that effort was rejected. I Think of What You Used to Think of Me was written by Roy Turk, James F. Hanley, and Abe Lyman. Before that, it was Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with Louis James performing the vocal on Thinking of You from September 29, 1927. Thinking of You is by the great songwriting team of Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby, who also brought us I Want to Be Loved by You and Hooray for Captain Spaulding. That was preceded by Joe Gummon and his orchestra with I'll Think of You, written by Abe Lyman, John Schonberger, and Gus Kahn from October 30, 1931. Joe Gummon was born Giuseppe Gumina in Palermo, Sicily in 1898 and came to the U.S. around 1912 and settled in Milwaukee. After touring at vaudeville with Eva Tangay, he returned to Wisconsin where he formed his own band, which made the first remote broadcast over WTM on July 25, 1927. On the other side of I'll Think of You is the band's unusual version of Jingle Bells, with the chorus sung in six different languages: English, Polish, German, Yiddish, Italian, and Chinese. We began this thoughtful set with Vincent Lopez as the Manhattan Dance Orchestra and Think of Me, recorded by Columbia on December 27, 1922. Last week, November 12th, marked the birth in 1891 in Peoria, Illinois, of composer Richard Whiting. His father was a real estate agent but played several instruments, and his mother was a trained pianist, and after graduating from Harvard Military School in Los Angeles, he got singing jobs in vaudeville shows. In 1913, at age 22, he got a job in Detroit with the Jerome H. Remick Music Corporation and moonlighted playing piano in a local hotel. Whiting's first hit came in 1914 with I Wonder Where My Lovin' Man Has Gone. In 1931, he scored two Broadway shows, Free for All and Take a Chance, but returned to Hollywood to work for Fox Studios and then Warner Brothers, where he collaborated with lyricist Johnny Mercer. Richard Whiting died of a heart attack at just 46 years of age on February 10, 1938, in Beverly Hills. Here are three from the pen of Richard Whiting.
But it's true. Loved you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey, with you. Thank you.
ball man for you. You sing tenor, but you're unique. I'm glad your physique is baritone. I've got a yen for you. Am I the rent for you? I'd be happy if you'd say yes, dear Ren, let us marry tone. I'm just a bit of plot or jetsam tossed on a tropic sea. Lucky indeed the man who gets a marvelous girl like me. I'll say again for you, I've got a yen for you. It's so nice, dear, if you've a yen, say that you've a yen for me.
Thank you.
We began our tribute to Richard Whiting with Ben Selvin and his orchestra with Honey. The vocalist on that September 4th, 1929 recording was Larry Murphy. Next, it was Anne Gray with Gus Arnheim and his orchestra recording in Hollywood on June 18th, 1930, and I've Got a Yen for You, a Richard Whiting, George Marion Jr. collaboration. And we finished up with Ray Miller and his orchestra March 9th, 1926, and The Sign of the Rose. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.